This volume has been graciously dedicated
by Mr. and Mrs. Benny and Joyce Westreich of Los Angeles, California, Le'iloi Nishmas, Harav Yehoshua ben Mireinu Harav Yosef Yoska Westreich, Zechroinu Levracha, and his wife, Gittel Bazev Wolf Westreich, Aleh HaShalom, and Le'iloi Nishmas, Yoyetz Akiva ben Shimon Meir, Zechroinu Levracha, and Le'iloi Nishmas, Avram Dov ben Akiva Yonison Unger, Zechroinu Levracha, and Yibodel ben Chaim L'Chaim in the schus of Chana Bas Zecharia, Mrs. Susan Unger, may she have arichas yomim with health, simchas, and nachas from her children, grandchildren, and great-grandchildren ad mea v'esrim shana.
The following shiur has been presented by Rav Yosef Greenwald, dayan at the Beis Avad of Yerushalayim, and is brought to you by the Beis Avad Halacha Center.
Chulin Daf Peites. We're at the end of Perek Yusei Adam. And we have an Omer of Agadah in front of us. I'd like to be misamic a little bit in a choshev piece of Gemara and maybe try to come out with a thought process on a deeper level of something to take out of the life of Avraham Avinu. The Gemara says in the bottom peches on the base that b'schus shnei dvarim zocha zaro shel Avraham to the mitzvah of Efer Soito and Efer Para Aduma. One is, when Avraham Avinu said, Vanoichi ofo vo efer, so his children were zoiche to efer poro, that's para aduma vo ofer soita, the dirt that was fed to the soita in order to be metayer her labayla. Now, l'chor, there are other mitzvahs, there are mitzvahs in the Torah, these two, Avraham Avinu was zoiche, with his statement, Vanoichi ofo vo efer. Of course, there has to be a lot of depth here. The Gemara asks, what about offer kisei adam? That's what it has to do with our perek. The Gemara says, also matzah mitzvah, ika hano leko. As an aside, there is some discussion in the poskim about whether if kisei adam was not performed, whether the meat would be eaten. L'chor shteita klor, Rashi explains that the reason why offer kisei adam is not a big reward is because the meat would be mutter to eat anyways. Therefore, hano leka. The Gemara that thereafter brings a member of Amarava, Bishkar Shom Avraham Avinu, Imichut Vatzurich Nal Zochu Bonam Lushtei Mitzvois, Tcheles Uritzur Shal Tvilim. The Gemara brings again over there also that these two have a gadlus to them, have a chshivus, Kishem Hashem Rokol Amiotz, Kishem Hashem Nikro Alecho, and that's Tvilim, and Tzitzis is Demel Rokia. What's the common denominator between these two things? Two mitzvahs are shaykh to offer, two mitzvahs are shaykh to emichud vatzorech. Now, what is the Gemara teaching us? L'chayre, the two members are the same, but they define themselves. Each one is a separate expression of how Avraham Avinu defined himself in these two statements. What does it mean Avraham Avinu said something? We also say things. We don't find that when we say something humble or something dramatic or something that expresses keshu with the Rebbein Shalom, that we get schar lo'el me'ad. The same way we don't find that if we serve a guest, even b'mesiris nefesh, that all our children are zoiche to an expression of hakoras hatoy. The way it says by Avraham Avinu, lushi v'asiv lois ol klais ol zoiche t'mon. Vela be'er. He ran to get water. Samela, all his children were zoiche to the bear mine, and so on. We don't find that by us. Why is that? When Avraham Avinu said something, when he declared something, he was declaring, creating a reality of nitzchias. There's a different nekuda of nitzchias that was created when Avraham Avinu said "Vanoichi off of Eifer," and when he said "Michuvim michut vatzorich." Now, off of Eifer is a state of his batlus, of total self-negation. When Avraham Avinu said that I live with the fact that if not for Hashem's kindness, if not for Hashem saving me benisim, I don't have a schus kiyum, v'anoichi ofer vo'efer. So Avraham Avinu created with his words a reality that for him it was a madrega b'chush of total his batlus. The greatest his batlus in the world is dirt. Dirt has no life of its own. Dirt can nurture life. In the world there's four levels of ascending complication. Is what's called offer. There's mayim, there's ruach, and there's esh. Esh is energy. Ruach is kinetic energy, sort of gravity that brings things from place to place. Mayim is physicality itself. Ofar is the soil from which physicality could grow. But it does not have a kerch tzmicha onto its own. Ofar is considered the lowest of the physical components of this world. And the reason for that is because it does not have life of its own. When Avraham Avinu said Ofar Ve'efer, he created a reality that he has no reality of his own apart from the reality of Hashpah HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So what he created with that is a dynamic with Klal Yisrael. That means Avraham Avinu created a dynamic that was Nitzchis. The reason why Avraham Avinu is because everything he said reverberated, resonated with Nitzchis to the point where for all time, if Avraham Avinu served the guests, he was at the height of his spiritual shlemus after the Milah Vahi Bayam HaShlishi. He served the guests by Mesiris Nevesh. At the height of his spiritual power, what he imbued into a Maisa Mitzvah was such that created a Nitzchias, a spiritual reality, L'chol Doroisav. Avraham Avinu, when he said Anochi Alfa Ve'efer, created a reality that there is no reality besides Alfa Ve'efer. There is no reality besides the Rabban Shalom. In that case, he was Zoyche to Efer Por and Ofer Soita. What does that mean? When a person becomes Tomei, what's Ofer Por Aduma? Ofer Por Aduma is that a person becomes Tomei, there's no way to take off an association with Tumah. More importantly said, there's no way to take off an association with death. We live in a world where we don't live forever. We live in a world that's not Nitzchis, because all of us are going to leave this world eventually. It's not just that we're going to die, and Yitzhak Hashem after 120, hopefully. It's not just that eventually we're going to leave this world. It's that our whole experience of life is touched with the fact that it's not Nitzchis. Life in this world is a eat on the run. That's the way it looks. Because there is no Nitzchis. There's the here and now, but there is nothing about our life that's forever, because we won't be here forever. That is the way you look at things, if you look at things with a physical pair of eyes. The color of physicality, by the way, is red. Dam is red. Esav is red. Communism is red. It sees everything in terms of physical components. The Parah Aduma is red. When the Parah was broken down into the most existential element, it's no longer a cow, it's no longer a behemoth, it's no longer a balchai, serving, energizing, doing, but all it is Ofer Ve'efer, then it can be turned into something that can negate that sense of physicality. When a person comes into contact with Tumas Meis, he's touched with the fact that he is not a Dove Nitzchi. He's touched with association to Misa. You can't shake yourself of that. Ofer Parah Aduma gives Klal Yisrael the ability to live in a world of Nitzchis, a world of Avim Rishon Kodem Lachet, a world of transcending the limiting forces of nature, the limiting power that the reality of death holds over all of us. So Avraham Avinu created a reality which was not bound by his physical reality. He was mevatel his physical reality. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he was zeichet to that madrega. He created a reality of Ofer Parah, of Efer Parah Aduma for all time. Avraham Avinu created a second reality when he said, "Vanochi Ofer Ve'efer," he created Efer Soita. What's Efer Soita? A Jewish home looks like a physical place. It has a dining room, it has a living room, it has a bedroom, it has a kitchen. The same way every home in the world, every house that's in a magazine filled with beautiful homes, beautiful mansions, also has those very same rooms and more. But a Jewish home is a place that's not physical. A Jewish home is a place of nitzchis. It's a place of giving over hashras hashchina midor dor. And when that shchina, when that transcendent power is threatened, and it's threatened every time the fidelity of the marriage bond is called into question, and that's what the Isser of Soita is about, when the offer of the Beis HaMikdash, and it had to come from the floor of the Beis HaMikdash, because that was a place where physicality was not physical. It was a place that transcended physicality. It was pure spirituality. And when you take from the offer of that floor and you blend it together with the Shem Hashem, with the Parsha, soaked in the water came from the Kirin Kana. The Kirin Kana is also an expression of the Nitzchis of Klal Yisrael. When all that was put together, what was created was something that had a koyach to take the physicality of a home where Hashras Hashchina is threatened and to turn it back into a mokum of Nitzchis. It's the same thing as beating the Malach HaMavis with Efer Parah. That was created by Avraham Avinu when he said, V'noichi ofer ve'efer. On the flip side, we have Avraham Avinu in a state of self-negation, but we also have Avraham Avinu in a state of giving everything in the physical world a chshivus, that it has the ability to serve the Rabbeinu Shalom. There's nothing in this world that's insignificant. One of the great Hasidish masters, I think the Baal HaTanya, one time strongly rebuked the Talmud who pulled out a blade of grass unwittingly from the ground. He said, don't you see that every blade of grass has a malach that kol esev ve'esev yesh le'malach sh'emel le'gadel? Don't you see that everything has a purpose? And if you unwittingly step on something, destroy something, you're denying its purpose of in creation. Maybe the purpose of that piece of grass was just to teach the Talmud a lesson and to be for a story for us. But everything in this world, Avraham Avinu says to Melech Sdoim, everything that I have is touched with a sense of purpose. Everything that I have is choshu. Every bit of physical property that I have in my possession has a purpose, has a destiny. It has a touch of nitzchius, of ruchnius. Says Avraham Avinu to Melech Sdoim, if I take from you, what I'm saying is that everything I have is just there b'mikra, it's just there by chance. I can take it from you, I can take it from me. It's all the same, it's not true. Everything that I have is there because the Rabbeinu Shem wills it to be so. Everything that I have has chshivus. What did Avraham Avinu get? Avraham Avinu didn't get for that the mitzvahs of negation, of being mevatel and creating something greater. He got from that the fact that a physical object could be touched with nitzchius. Person takes a piece of leather, he lishmo, he turns it into batim of tefillin, he turns it into ritzus tefillin. What is it? It's a piece of leather. No, it's tefillin. Tefillin means that a person binds his hand and his head with the Rabbeinu Shalom. He's connected, he's strapped in to the Rabbeinu Shalom's reality. That means that a person could take a piece of animal skin, and a person could create a reality of Kishem Hashem Ekro. A person could create a reality of Ro Kol Ami Oetz Kishem Hashem Nikro Alecho. Avraham Avinu created that reality by recognizing, by imbuing everything he had with totality of Dveikus Hashem. The other mitzvah that he created was nothing more physical than clothing we wear. Everybody wears clothing. It doesn't make a difference if you wear Nike sneakers, or if you wear a leather jacket, or if you wear a Hamburg and a frock, a black hat and a long jacket. You're wearing clothing. Everybody wears clothing. Some clothing is more defined, more dignified, less dignified, but clothing is physicality of a person. Nope. The clothing that a person wears can be touched by the Kisei HaKovod. A person puts on the corner of his begodim tzitzis, the tcheles of the tzitzis, the string of the tzitzis that has the color tcheles demle yam, yam demle rakir, rakir demle kisei kovid. A person puts onto his clothing, he's touched by kisei kovid. Everything that he has, the clothing he wears, the straps that he puts around his arm, every bit of possessions that he has can be touched and will be touched if he follows the mitzvahs of the Rabbeinu Shalom. Avraham Avinu created for us that reality. We'll just add one more point. We have over here a discussion in the Gemara about Ksuse Mechtashur. Something's also Bahano, so then it's possible, let's say by Shofar, Lulav, it's possible. If it's also Bahano, why? The Gemara says Ksuse Mechtashur, since it's Oymed L'Sreifa, so it loses its Chshivus as a mitzvah article. We don't find that by Kisui. And the Gemara says by Kisui, the more it's broken down, by Kisei Adam, by mitzvahs of Ofer, we don't find that if it's also by Noah, that you can't use Ofer of Kisei Adam for Ofer of Isur and Ofer Kisei Adam. Why? Because the more it's broken down, Adarab, that's better. The way we're explaining, the mitzvahs that are done with Ofer, with Efer, are mitzvahs of denial, mitzvahs of breaking the physicality of something. In that case, Susim Ektashur says that it loses its Cheshivas Adarab. That's the whole point. The mitzvahs of mitzvah articles, a shofar, that you can take a horn of an animal, you can take a palm branch from a tree and turn that into a hakrovel of Nei Hashem, of a smachtan of Nei Hashem lekechem, shivas yomim, that needs a chshivus. If it's meant to be oimid l'sreifa, it's possible because it doesn't have the chshivus of a mitzvah article. You find a mitzvah article, the Torah says, zeke, the kliso said alayom zekeli vanveyu, elekei ovi varayim imenu, Rash says over there, zekeli vanveyu, and his snoil lefonav b'mitzvahs, beautify the mitzvahs, With mitzvah articles, doesn't only mean to serve the Ben Shalom Mesirus Nefesh, but the articles that are used, the shofar, the lulav, the tzitzis, the tefillin, should be the nicest. What does that have to do with seeing Zekeli Vanveir? They saw the Ben Shalom. When a person sees the Ben Shalom, he realizes, when they saw the Ben Shalom with clarity, they realized that even in their world, everything has cheshivus. Every mitzvah article could be elevated to the point of nevuah, of dveikus, totality of dveikus b'Hashem. That's the lesson, and that's why k'susa mechta shi'ure, there's a chilek. The Rebbeinu Shem should give us the schus to be mechasa, that which has to be mechusa, to negate that which has to be negated, to elevate that which can be elevated, and we should be zeichet to serve the Rebbeinu Shalom behizbatlus uberemimus together. V'noichi o'efe, and also imichut v'atzoich now. Everything we have comes from the Rebbeinu Shalom.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To reach the center for halacha consultation, service, educational seminars, or media, please call 1-888-485-VAAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. To sign up to the BHHJ, the Beis Havad's weekly interactive e-journal, please visit www.bhhj.org, or you can email us at office@thehalachacenter.org.